Hi, everyone. I'm Ann Thomas. Welcome to Women Who Lead. My special guest today is Nancy Maxwell. Nancy is the executive director of Sweet Dreams, and Nancy is one of our 2013 Women Who Lead winners. Nancy, congratulations and welcome to the show.
Thank you, Ann. It's an honor. Thank you so much.
Nancy, start out by telling our listeners a little bit about yourself, how you got to where you are today.
Well, I think, Anna, probably one of the most important things is I grew up in Detroit. I was one of eight children, and so a large family in Detroit. My father was a teacher, a public school teacher, and my mother at the time was a stay-at-home mother, and we didn't have a whole lot. We had a very tight budget, but the key to my growing up years was that my parents modeled, very much a routine of life. Every night, the kids were all, bathed and, put to bed at a certain time. And the other thing that they modeled was my mother always read. She would sit and read, and we would watch that every night after dinner, she would sit and read. They were both college-educated, but my mother at the time didn't work because of the number of children they had.
Sure.
And I grew up with the expectation from them that I, too, would go on to college. Despite of them not having the resources, I grew up with the expectation. So I got through grade school, and it was just the expectation that I would continue my education. And so with that, I ended up fortunately getting scholarships to both U of M and Michigan State University, and I chose Michigan State for my college career and ended up going there with and getting a bachelor's in marketing. Now, I have to say that out of all eight of us growing up, every single one of us got a bachelor's degree, and some got higher, degrees. So the expectation that my parents had on us truly had an impact on, furthering all of us in this world. Every single one of us did it on our own. There wasn't one who was supported by my parents financially. So I say that because, I work so much in the Detroit area with the work I do, and I know that if you instill these expectations in children, in the family, even with having little means, things can be, this child can be successful.
How did you get to become the executive director of Sweet Dreams? What was the career path that you followed, Nancy?
Well, I first, right out of college, I landed a job with Michigan Bell Telephone, which was a wonderful company to work for at the time, and we all know that it went through many, many splits. And before I left there, I was managing a team of marketing reps that were installing systems nationwide. I did take some time off to raise my family. I have four daughters. And when I went back into the telecommunications field again. But I happened to run into a very good friend who was doing this outreach in Detroit and bringing sleep kits to children who didn't have what they needed for a good night's sleep. And I was so drawn to the project, I ended up getting involved and worked with this project for about 3 years before, I looked to, and the woman was Kathleen Donnelly, and I looked to her and I said, Kathleen, we need to, in order to keep this going, get the funding we need, we really need to incorporate and become a 501c3. So I was I worked with Kathleen and Maria Borey at the time, both nurses, and we ended up establishing Sweet Dreams as a corporation and also filing for a 501c3 through the federal government, and that allowed us to be able to bring in donations to support the project.
Tell our listeners a little bit about Sweet Dreams. What exactly does this organization do for kids in the city of Detroit?
Well, Sweet Dreams has evolved since the beginning. In the very beginning, it was an outreach that brought sleep kits to children in the inner city. Most of the schools that we were involved with had 99% poverty level in the school. So these children truly did not have what they needed for a good night's sleep. But what we found was we could give them what they needed for a good night's sleep, like sleeping bag, toothbrush, toothpaste. But it was a temporary fix. It was a temporary solution. So what we did was working with Wayne State University's School of Instructional Technology, Professor Monica Tracy there helped us design an instruction for the children that was based on a sleep routine, how to get a good night's sleep. These are the steps you take. This is why you need a good night's sleep. So what we did was we began approaching the schools with not only the sleep kits but also the instruction behind it. Then again, we look at, you know, here we're meeting the children where they are, and we're educating them, we're empowering them with this information that can impact their learning. However, the parents are not being reached. So we turned around, and with the support of the Community Foundation, Southeastern Michigan, through the DADA, we got some funding to, again, take our sleep education program and develop an early childhood program that we could bring to the Head Starts and the Great Starts throughout the country, where we were teaching the parents at their parent meetings about sleep and sleep education for their child and for themselves. We have a two-week curriculum that we developed that we introduced to the teachers, and then they take that 2 weeks of teaching about sleep and actually bring it to the 3- and 4-year-olds. So what's happening is we have a triangle effect with our education, and it not only is supporting the child directly through their teacher, but we're also educating the parents. And after we had completed some surveys and some studies with these parents through our program, coming to find out, some of these preschoolers were getting 9 hours of sleep a night.
Wow.
Now, what they need as a preschooler is anywhere from 11 to 13 hours. So the translation for that is 4 hours, you know, of sleep that child is not getting. And how that impacts the child is not only in their cognitive learning, but it's in their health, it's in their behavior. So many things happen to the child's body when they're sleeping, and it is a critical component that, you know, not enough attention has been brought to this whole issue of sleep. So in teaching the child, in teaching the parents, in teaching the teachers, we're having a full circle effect on the family.
Nancy, with the school year fast approaching, give some advice to our listeners about how to get your child ready for the new school year with regard to sleep.
Well, it's so interesting you asked that question, Anne, because just last night I was at a town hall meeting in Detroit, and Karen Ridgway, who's the superintendent of academics, she was asked the question, what are the three things you would tell the parents in terms of getting their child ready? And the first thing she said was, make sure your child is getting the sleep they need. And what we encourage all parents to do, or caregivers or whoever, is to keep your child on a routine. If they have been going to bed later because it's summer and the hours are, the sun is out longer, what we would do is slowly in the next few weeks move back their going to bed time and get them up a little early so that by the time school starts, they're into the routine. Keep the routine every night. Friday night, Saturday night, keep your child on a routine. It is critical for their learning and their memory. Like I said, the preschoolers need 11 to 13 hours. Children who are like 5 to 12 years of age need 10 to 12 hours of sleep at night. So if they're getting up at 7 to go to school, get them to bed, or at least start getting them ready to bed at 7. We encourage them to stay away from heavy foods before bed. Stay away from the caffeine, turn the lights off, read books. In our preschool program, some of the feedback we got from the parents was that we have helped to create bonding moments with their child because the parents are reading some of the books now to the children at night. And some of the parents had never even been taught to read before they go to bed. So, you know, we're introducing concepts that maybe these parents had never been taught themselves. And, you know, as I explained earlier, I came from an environment where routine was critical for my mother to, you know, have all of us, you know, get to bed on time. But the reading was just something that was expected. And I think that's the other part of this whole thing, is that the more we encourage a healthy sleep routine for these young children, that will go into them and it'll empower them to carry it through their life.
Nancy, it sounds like you're making a tremendous difference in the lives of hundreds and hundreds of thousands, even,
yes,
of children in the city, in and around the city of Detroit. What motivates you every morning when you get up and you start your day doing this kind of work?
Well, you know, there's a couple things. One is I have a great team. You know, our staff is equivalent of 3 full-time people, so we're not very big, but we have served over 40,000 children,
wow,
in and around Detroit. I have to say that we've also, with our early childhood program, we've been able to go outside the city. We've been in Lansing. We have a program out in Massachusetts now, so we're slowly making inroads in other states. But number one, the team is wonderful. Ann Raftery is director of sleep programs, and she is so passionate about educating these families and the children. So she, and, you know, having her as a team member, you know, very much motivates me. But the other thing is knowing that if we can impact even one child's sleep life, that will turn around and impact, you know, their education, their learning, and hopefully change their family life to be a better one.
Nancy, how can people get in touch with you and the organization to either, you know, help with the funding or learn more about the whole process of sleep education?
Well, we have a website. It's www.sweetdreams, and it's DREAMZZZ, 3Zs.org. We also have a Facebook page, and we try to do daily tips and daily articles on sleep on our Facebook page. So anyone who has Facebook can, you know, like our page, and you'll get our stream of articles. You know, we can use the support. We're small, and a lot of the grants we put through don't cover our operations. So our goal is to always be very, very efficient with the funds that we get. And, you know, we pride ourselves on that we believe that, you know, the dollars that are given to us are very, very well taken care of in terms of supporting the children and the families. So look to our website and then look to also our Facebook page.
Nancy Maxwell, Executive Director of Sweet Dreams, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you so much, Anne. It's been an honor.
And I'm Ann Thomas. Join me next time for Women Who Lead at WJR.com.